A Jewish Journal article. LAJFF, Golda, screening. JNF USA brunch. LA student joins AJC board. A sneak preview screening of Golda, organized by the LA Jewish Film Festival in partnership with the Consulate General of Israel in Los Angeles, was held August 13 at the Fine Arts Theater in Beverly Hills for approximately 150 community leaders, including city council members and representatives from the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles, Israeli American Council, American Jewish University, American Jewish Committee, Museum of Tolerance, Jewish Journal, Stand With Us, WIZO and others. The event honored Consul General of Israel in Los Angeles Hillel Neumann for his service in Los Angeles and the Pacific Southwest with an award, as this was his last public appearance as Consul General before ending his four-year tenure. He returned to Israel on August 14. The film was followed by a Q&A with Oscar-winning Israeli director, Guy Nativ, moderated by LA Jewish Film Festival director Hilary Hellstein. The audience revered the film, Nativ's work directing it, and Helen Mirren's performance. Golda, scheduled to be released in theaters on August 24, is a biopic of Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir set during the days of the 1973 Yom Kippur War. When crafting the film, Nativ sought to present an intimate portrait of Israel's first, and to date, only female prime minister. "I wanted to get under the skin of Golda," Nativ told Hellstein. "For me, it was important to re-dive into who Golda was and how she felt during these 10 days of the war." USC Jr. and AJC Campus Global Board Member Chanel Mizrahi. Courtesy of American Jewish Committee. A Los Angeles student has been named to the Campus Global Board at American Jewish Committee, AJC, which is dedicated to broadening engagement with college students as they confront increased anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist sentiment at their schools. USC Jr. Chanel Mizrahi will join the 30-member board, which includes students from universities in the U.S. and seven other nations. "This board is all about empowerment," AJC Director of Campus Affairs Jeffrey Greenberg said. "We will ensure these outstanding students have the resources they need to combat anti-Israel bias and anti-Semitic attitudes. Jewish students deserve to feel safe and protected as much as anyone else. The board will offer students the opportunity to develop Jewish advocacy skills on and off campus and learn from thought leaders on key domestic and international issues on campus. One aim is to have board members serve as ambassadors and affect change on campus and throughout the global community." AJC, a global advocacy organization for the Jewish people, is headquartered in New York with 25 offices across the United States. Its mission is to enhance the well-being of the Jewish people and Israel while advancing human rights and democratic values in the U.S. and around the world. Young professionals gathered for Jewish National Fund USA's brunch in Beverly Hills. Courtesy of JNF USA, Jewish National Fund USA, JNF USA, gathered its young professionals cohort, JN Future, for the group's LA signature event. Brunch in the Hills, Cheers to 75 Years, took place on August 13. JNF USA supporters in their 20s and 30s gathered at the Ella Beverly Hills rooftop bar at 60 Beverly Hills to talk about their support for Israel and JNF USA's current initiatives in the region. Kayla Globerson, campaign executive for JN Future in Los Angeles and San Diego, said, "JN Future, the young adult affinity group, here in LA and across the country are not only current changemakers in their respective career fields but are also contributing their vast knowledge and resources as the next generation of Zionist leaders for Israel and global Jewry."